Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Adam Small, and right now I'm talking to Kira Martin. She is the owner of the Rock Gym Rexburg, and we'll be talking about their Independence Day celebration on July 3rd, the day before Independence Day itself. Kira, thanks for talking today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Adam.
Yeah, no problem. So you're doing your Independence Day celebration on Friday the 3rd. Can you tell me what's going to be happening there at the Rock Gym?
Yeah, we're going to have free s'mores all night, so that'll be fun. And then we'll have giveaways and fireworks, too. So we're not going to do, like, a big fireworks show, but just the fun, small parking lot fireworks. And then the giveaways will be really fun. We're going to be giving away a free month pass and some free day passes and some climbing gear and then some other local giveaways as well.
Okay, cool. How long does the event last? From which times?
It'll be from 6 to 11 on Friday.
Okay, perfect. And then, so obviously the Rock Gym in Rexburg is pretty new, so I'm assuming this is the first time running an event like this, right?
Actually, we've done a few things. Our grand opening event was in February, and so that was our first big event. So this will be the second one similar to that.
Okay, cool. So right now it's more of a up in the air. You'd wonder how many people are going to be coming then?
It's hard to know right now how many people will come, but it'll be fun either way.
So there's going to be s'mores. Do you know what's going to be given away? Do I get to know?
So we're giving away a harness, which is pretty cool for rock climbing, day passes, and a monthly pass, like a free monthly pass to the gym. We're going to be giving away some yoga coupons as well. So we have a yoga studio in the Rock Gym, and we've got hot yoga that's been really popular, and then we have a CrossFit gym in here as well. So also some free CrossFit passes.
Okay, cool, awesome. And then with this being a larger event at the Rock Gym, do you know what kind of things are going to be in place in terms of keeping people safe from COVID-19?
So we've been disinfecting all of our commonly touched surfaces quite often. And then it'll also be outdoors, so that's kind of nice. You can spread out. And then we're asking everyone before they climb to wash their hands before and right after climbing.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and that's got to be a pretty easy way to make sure people are keeping germs off of their hands and whatnot. So that's
wash your hands as often as you can. And then if you're worried about it, you don't need to come. It's totally just if you want to. So
yeah, I can't tell you how many bottles of hand sanitizer I've probably gone through over the last few months. So I can totally relate. So.
You keep yourself safe and you're good.
Yeah, exactly. And that kind of led me into my next question. So obviously the Rock Gym is pretty new. Like, you guys just opened up in February and then the pandemic pretty much broke out a month after that. How have you guys adapted to such a huge shift in demand in the business and everything?
Yeah, that was really, really bad timing. We opened in February. We were open for about a month, and then, government mandated shutdown. We were closed for 5 weeks. We opened back up in May. It was really unfortunate. We were planning on, saving up for a while to help pay for summer, and we didn't get that like we wanted to, but that's okay. We're just kind of holding on until September, and when hopefully some students come back, and it'll be good.
Yeah, I can only imagine just, open up a brand new facility, and then, just weeks later, everyone's like, yep, got to shut down for over a month. So I could only imagine.
Yeah, it's definitely scary when you're, put a lot into it, so...
Yeah, it is for sure. Have things kind of picked back up? Because I know you guys were allowed to open in phase two, it would have been, right?
I think that's what it was. Yeah, mid-May.
Okay, gotcha.
We also, summertime for a climbing gym is just slow in general. but we've been okay. It's a slow time of year, and we knew that was going to be the case. So it's it's fine. we'll be good in once we get to September.
I'm glad you guys have been able to at least adjust through it and whatnot. So do you think that this Independence Day celebration at the Rock Gym, do you think that's something you'll want to continue annually or add in any other events like later in the year, perhaps?
Yeah, one thing about this new facility that we're super excited about is just the ability to have a variety of events and do a lot of different things like that. So we've got a competition coming up in October that we're going to be doing. And then we have other fun events. So we're going to do a yoga event, I believe, in August. And then we're going to start high fit classes in August as well. So with all the new programs we start, we usually do a fun, like, grand opening event. So look forward to a lot of events here. It'll be good.
All right, cool. Awesome. Is there anything about the event that we haven't covered yet that you wanted to maybe emphasize to the listeners?
Just that it'll be a really fun event, get to know some people and just hang out. You have nothing to lose. It's a fun sport. So come try it out. And this is a great night to do it because there's giveaways and free s'mores. Everybody loves s'mores.
Yeah. If you don't love s'mores, I've never met a person who doesn't love s'mores. So I hope a lot of people come out. But yeah, Kira, I think that's all I had. Thanks so much for talking to me again. And best of luck at that event and everything happening at the Rock Gym. And hope you guys see some more people filtering in this summer.
Yes, it'll be good. We appreciate the support. So thanks for the call.
Yeah, of course.